All righty. Chief Nottingham took a little more, but that's okay. He took the time to come by here, and we appreciate that. It took a little more time than we thought it would, so I'm one commercial behind. I'm going to make up for that now. When I do, we will be welcoming, as we will every Tuesday and half of the last couple of Tuesdays, Dan Buffa. He's our TV movie guy, primarily movies, though, so he'll be right here after a word from one of our sponsors, as they say in professional broadcasting, and that would be Ballast Dental Care. I called one of our other advertisers yesterday, and he answered the phone. He said, "Can I call you right back? I'm in the chair at Ballast Dental Care." And I thought, this is a beautiful world. You have advertisers giving business to other advertisers. And I said, you know, I looked around, I saw trees of green, and I saw red roses, too. And I thought, what a wonderful world.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's something.
And he loves Ballast Dental Care, as does everybody who goes there. Now, I completely understand anybody who would say, that is ridiculous and you're overstating it. Nobody can enjoy or love going to the dentist. Well, I disagree. That just means you've never been to Ballast Dental Care. You actually can. Not only will you not dread it, you can look forward to the next appointment. And I get emails from people going, oh, I'm so excited, Ballast Dental Care appointment. Now, that sounds ridiculous, but it's not. It's a wonderful place. If you have to go to the dentist, and you do, this is the place you want to go. Ballast Dental Care. I've been going there for 44 years. They're at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby.
Yeah, watch popcorn, please. Popcorn and M&M, please.
Let's all go to the lobby.
And regular Coke.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby.
Go.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all
wow, these
go
are tough
to
lyrics.
Lobby to get ourselves
that's a classic
drink.
Song.
And it says to get ourselves a drink, right?
Yeah, you have to get a drink. Popcorn
a treat,
or
a
drink.
Treat.
A treat. Okay, a treat. A treat. Mm-hmm. Which means some candy of some sort, maybe.
Right, so what is your ideal, forget these dine-in, lay-back in the recliner, pizza, order it to
you. Old school, you mean.
Yeah, but old school, what is your go-to, like, this is what I want to eat while I watch a movie?
I want big bag of Skittles. I'm really easy. I love Skittles.
And
big
I said
bag
before,
of
I've never had a Skittle. Never eaten
I'm
one.
I'm telling you, you got to have them. Just have like
that's
one
it,
or
just
two.
Just Skittles?
We almost got you to eat a Skittle
but
a couple
are they,
weeks
they're
ago.
Not chocolate, are they?
No, there's fruity.
No.
Fruity candy.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't think I'd like that.
Chews easily.
What drink?
Let's see. I like a good beer.
Okay, but I'm talking about regular theaters. You're not going to get a beer in a regular. I'm talking regular movie theater. They don't serve beer.
Let's see.
They do now.
If I'm going to go full
now, hold
tilt.
Hold on a second. What do you mean they do now?
They do
not
now.
Every theater serves beer.
Yeah, just about
most
every theater.
Most of them now
they
serve
do.
Beer.
And actually, they have a varied listing of beers, not just domestic. They have usually have craft beers. They have like Urban Chestnut in all these theaters now, too. So they're advanced.
I am regular Coke, no diet, or regular Dr. Pepper.
Okay.
Large popcorn, refillable, with butter in a little in the middle and a little on top.
Oh, you want to layer it.
Yeah, yes. They'll layer it for you. But not a lot of it, because it's really motor oil.
I used to work in a movie theater, and a lot of people like to layer their popcorn. They would have me, they give me the bag half filled, and then I pump about, they even say 4 pumps. They want 4 pumps of butter.
Wow.
And they give it back, and they'd shake it and give it back to me, and I put more butter on top.
I see. Oh, that's
people
way,
are professional
that's a lot of butter.
That's the way
eaters.
To do it. So that refillable, because if you take the bucket back, well, Dan knows this. Dan takes it home and takes it back the next week and gets it refilled.
Yeah.
And peanut M&Ms. That's
yeah,
it. Regular
Coke
or Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
And you have to eat the M&Ms and the popcorn in your mouth at the same time and mush them together.
Yeah.
That's what it's best.
Because, part of the movies, it's kind of getting a little escape. You get to do what you want. You get to eat what you want. So if I want to lean into it, I use Skittles and a Coke Icy.
The only reason to do the butter, which is really Pennzoil, it's not butter, but the reason to put a little down in the middle is if you're lucky enough to do the popcorn trick with the woman next to you, then you got a little oil going.
Yeah.
Cool. Dan, what do you eat in a movie?
Popcorn.
Just popcorn.
Yeah, I'll have popcorn with butter on it. But you know what? Wehrenberg,
chicken butt, 5 cents a cut.
Before Marcus came in and bought Wehrenberg, they used to have the flavored salts over.
Yes.
And you could do that. Now you have to buy the flavored salt.
Yeah, I don't like any of them except that yellow. I don't want like Parmesan.
Oh, I like
salt.
The nacho.
They do that now.
I like
everything's
that.
So
nacho
fancy
stuff.
Now. They have so many options.
But
purist.
But no, I just like the popcorn and then
drink.
A drink. You generally Pepsi.
Limey?
I like a large popcorn, red Twizzlers, and a Mountain Dew.
There you go.
Oh, there's a
that
guy who knows
very
exactly
pack.
What he wants.
Wow.
Every time.
He has something for the first act of the film, the middle, and maybe even like the third act. Maybe if that dude
can
last.
I'm going home with some extra. That's
a fact. Because you have like the Twizzlers for the backup with the popcorn. Now, which do you hit first, the Twizzlers or the popcorn?
Popcorn. And then when that gets too salty, break it up with some Twizzlers, wash it down with Mountain Dew, go back to the popcorn.
Do you guys ever put M&M's in the popcorn, mix it up?
Of course.
And I have.
It's good stuff.
You bet.
And really, the problem with the service in the theaters is it's great, but they get right in your way. You ever sit in the theater, the reclining seats, and they come serve the food,
and he's right in front of you?
No,
that's never been a problem. They do it before the movie starts.
Yeah. But they come inside during the movie, too.
Well, you're going to the wrong one.
I'm probably going to the wrong one.
They were stood in front of me.
It's just terrible.
Before you talk about whatever movie you're going to talk about, I said this yesterday, and I'm going to say it again. Veterans Day, Saturday, my wife and I watched Taking Chance with Kevin Bacon.
Oh, it's a great movie.
Cry every time. I don't mind saying I cry. It doesn't make me a baby, and it's just so powerful.
He's such a good actor, too.
Oh, anything
he's
in.
That. You forget how good. No. Kevin Bacon's one of those movie stars that can float through a movie on his star power. He's a comic guy. He can do the comedy. But he's really, that movie reminds you how well he can act. Because that wasn't an easy role. It didn't have a lot of dialogue.
No, not a lot of dialogue. It was reaction.
Just, you know.
Yeah, and response. And a lot of single camera just on him. Okay, Kevin, you just looked in the casket. React. That was a lot of the best
parts are when he's at the airport.
Yes.
And everybody just stop what they're doing, even the baggage area.
Yep.
And they all just salute. And even the guys that are trying to salute, they just want to be respectful.
Taking Chance, it's called. And anything Kevin Bacon is in, I will watch it. Yeah. I just will. Because
even Tremors.
It's an HBO movie, too.
I watched Tremors because he was in it and was sorry I did. But everybody gets a pass on like a couple of flops.
I watch Tremors. I watch Tremors every time it's on because
I can't believe
how
many
agreed
to do that.
There's like seven at least. It's almost like Saw-like. There's so many Tremors.
Yeah.
I mean, there's actually, like, you know, From Dusk Till Dawn with George Clooney? There's like four of those movies.
There is.
Just the first
one. They made
one.
Like three more
of them. First one.
First one had Reba, didn't it? Reba McEntire.
Oh, yeah, Reba.
Oh, my God.
Reba
and
Michael Glass.
Yeah, I like Michael Glass, man. Reba.
So horrible.
Yeah.
What do you have for us today?
Well, of course, there's a little small indie film opening this week. It's called Justice League. It's a huge DC movie. It's essentially their, you know, Marvel is winning the race as far as their overall film enterprise is concerned, but Wonder Woman kind of put DC back on the map, and now you have a very unique movie. Zack Snyder, who did Man of Steel, Superman film, Batman and Superman, he had to exit this film because of his daughter's untimely death, and then the Marvel guy, Josh Whedon, came in and finished the movie.
How was his daughter?
His daughter was a teenage daughter. It was a suicide.
Oh, man.
This director, right in the middle of they're getting ready to, and of course, these big budget films, they take 8 months, 4 or 5 months to shoot, and then 3 months of, just editing and getting it right. So in the last process of the movie, they said about 85% was done. He just couldn't go on. I mean, how do you, you know.
And who was he? Was he the director? Who was he? Who was starring in it or directing it?
His daughter, yeah.
Who was he?
Zack Snyder?
Yeah.
He's a big time. He's done big movies, 300.
But he's a director.
Yeah, director.
Okay. Yep.
So he's got this big task of bringing not just any solo film, but it's a Justice League. It's kind of like the Avengers version of DC. So it's a big release.
And she was a teenager?
Yeah, she was a teenager. She wasn't even 20 years old.
I couldn't work ever, probably.
Yeah. So he has to bow out, and his wife is a producer on his movie, so they both have to get away. And it's just funny that Josh Whedon, who's known for the Avengers, Avengers Ultron, he's a Marvel guy, right. He comes over and completes this movie. So I'm hoping that this Friday when it comes out, you'll have a little bit of that light Avengers flair. Because for the most part, DC movies have been so heavy. And Christopher Nolan's Batman films were great, but they kind of started this
trend.
Very
dark.
Very dark, very gritty. Everybody's sad. And so hopefully Josh Whedon can kind of bring in the lightness. Because you have Batman in this movie, Wonder Woman, Gal Gadot, who was just so good in Wonder Woman in this past spring. Then you have Aquaman. Jason Momoa from Game of Thrones is playing Aquaman. You have Cyborg. You have Flash. So it's a big endeavor. That comes out this Friday. And in a rare thing, Rotten Tomatoes, which is basically the site that gathers up all the critical analysis, they're going to withhold the rating on this movie until after it comes out. just because usually sometimes movies come out, they get a bad rating, nobody wants to see them. So
right.
This is kind of unprecedented for them to do that, to withhold the fresh rating. Is it, I can't, is it 55% is fresh?
Yeah, but and to me, to me, withholding says to me, people didn't like it.
Yeah.
But, because that, if yeah. if it was like 95% of people loved it, yeah. you wouldn't withhold the,
yeah.
the
review. And really with this movie, I think people are going to go see this movie whether they like, whether critics like it or
I
not.
I would watch a Wonder Woman movie if they would do one thing that would make it, to me, more believable. In a fight scene, her top needs to come down.
Oh, yeah.
Because that top would never stay up. In a real fight, that thing
it
fall down.
Yeah,
like it's glued on her. I don't like that.
Especially when they're fighting on the horses and they're dangling. Like, how is your outfit not just falling off?
See, that's not real. It's not realistic.
It
Make
is
it real.
Yeah.
Let
so
the top come down.
They didn't do that. But this movie, I don't know. I don't know what to expect with DC films anymore. Wonder Woman was great, but that's because it felt different than the other movies. I mean, Patty Jenkins really gave it kind of a light flair. Gal Gadot was fantastic. This Israeli actress who was about ready to retire from movies before she screen tested for Diana Prince, Wonder Woman. So she stayed on. She became hit. But this is one of the big developments with her this week is that she has told Warner Brothers. Of course, the sexual harassment of the week is Brett Ratner, the director, has been, you know, again, accused of sexual harassment and let go from one project. But she is threatening Warner Brothers that she will not play Wonder Woman anymore if they don't completely cut ties with Brett Ratner. So that's her ultimatum, and I think she's got some weight. I think she's got
now,
some...
Well, who did this fellow sexually harass? I didn't hear about this one.
What's that?
Who did this Brett Ratner sexually harass?
Oh, man.
Is this a new guy?
I can't recall, but they have already cut him from one project, and she wants Warner Bros. To cut him completely.
Huh.
And, of course, Warner Bros. Has said, no, it's not, but I think it's for real.
Here's why I think... What's happened is really good. What started with Weinstein.
Yeah.
But here's why I think it can also turn very ugly and bad. There will be people now who will, you know, this Senator Moore, this guy who flat out says this did not happen. Okay. Folks, it is possible that every once in a while, just to get attention or just because Gloria Allred will do it for free, people accuse people of things they didn't do. It happens. And I'm not saying Weinstein is a stink. He's a snake. That guy.
Yeah.
Confirmed. Spacey, yes. But what I'm afraid is going to happen here is there will be people who see the attention being given to these victims.
Oh, yeah.
And they'll go, hey, I want in on that. I'm going to
say, become a legend.
This 30 years ago, he'll say he doesn't remember it. Well, the people will believe maybe he doesn't remember it, but they'll believe me.
We've seen it in sports where, remember Kobe Bryant was leveraged by that woman and it turned out to be completely false.
Yes, I just hope it doesn't turn into that. And the other thing that will happen is if there's so many of the, and there will be a lot because the movie business, don't anybody think, if they can get the new starlet to sleep with you, they'll try.
Yeah.
It's going to become so many that it'll just start to become diluted. It's like every day, here come three or four more, and it just sort of loses its
oomph. I mean, how much is this? Is this going to be every week where...
Oh, I think it's...
Like, let's put it this way. The last time I was on, last Tuesday, Louis C.K. had a movie coming out. He had a TV show on FX, a deal with HBO, a publicist. And now, 1 week later, or by Friday night... He had none of those.
Okay, you know what's funny about Louis C.K.? This is a very awkward one. Because on one hand, you want to go, yeah, way to go, Louis. But then you're thinking, oh, wait a minute. What he admitted to was pleasuring himself and taking his thing out in front of girls. So you can't really say,
little
way to go, man.
Using his power, essentially.
Yeah, you almost want to somehow not reward him, but give him, you know what I'm saying, for having the stones to just say, I did it.
He admitted to all of it, and then right away, the publicist left him. FX was the last one. FX, which he has, that's a series, which is really funny, is that they were the last one to leave, but right after he said it, he's like, you know, he copped all of it, and I think that's why he can make a comeback, but Kevin Spacey can't.
Right. I agree.
That's kind of what I think. I think the way he admitted to all of it, he lost everything, but unlike Kevin Spacey, who has just went into hiding, you know, he lost the movie, the Ridley Scott
Louis
movie.
C.K. apparently also didn't assault anybody. He just liked people to watch him. So there's a big difference there,
I mean,
too.
Spacey assaulted a 14-year-old boy. That's just never going to go away.
He's done.
But, of course, on DVD this week, and I have to watch this movie, because I've heard it is the female John Wick, Charlize Theron, is in Atomic Blonde.
Ooh.
She plays...
I heard about that.
Yeah. And this movie came and went in theaters, but my critic buddy says it's like the female John Wick. She plays an assassin who teams up with James McAvoy, who is Professor X to the new X-Men crowd, who was just in the really good M. Night Shyamalan movie called Split, where he played a guy with 20 different personalities.
If your name is Charlize, it's like you're destined to be a movie star.
Yeah.
You have to be famous.
That name.
Well, and the fact that she's an Oscar winner, and she also was in Fast and Furious, and she was good in that movie. She can do all these type of things, and she is she's kind of a classic beauty, is what I think she is.
Right.
And apparently, just like Keanu Reeves and John Wick, she does most of her own stunts. So I had to check out Atomic Blonde, because this movie got away from me in theaters. But I think it's the perfect kind of home-viewing movie, because you can have your snacks, your treats, and you can stop and start it.
But you have your snacks.
Yeah.
No, snacks.
Oh, snacks.
Snacks.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Snacks and treats.
I thought he was talking about Charlize Theron. He said, yeah,
no.
Perfect movie. You can have your snatch. You
no.
Now,
okay, I misheard.
Now, Frank, I know you're a big Billy Bob Thornton fan from Sing Blade.
You got
oh,
that
boy,
right.
Here we go.
But he's in a great Amazon
series. What are you
going to
do about it? You and who's on?
I don't know if you guys have heard about this. Goliath. He plays on Amazon Prime.
Yes.
It's so good.
I have heard about it.
You know, everybody is getting a streaming service these days. Netflix, Discover, the Disney Channel is threatening to take away all the Marvel from Netflix. They're going to start their own streaming service.
They're going to. You know it's going to happen.
I mean, it's just, and then you have to separate, you have to get all these things. Hulu has the network shows, the NBCs, the Foxes, but Amazon Prime has two series that I've watched in the last 2 weeks. One has Billy Bob Thornton playing kind of a lawyer down and out who gets a big case. William Hurt's in it. It's fabulous. He even has to include a Bob Gibson quote, because we all know Billy Bob's a big Cardinal fan.
Right.
So that's a great series. Then
I watched an episode or two, and I don't know why I stopped. I need to go start over again.
Well, the series really kicks up a notch in the fourth episode
when
he actually takes the case. But it's a great series. It kind of reminds me of Matthew McConaughey's Lincoln Lawyer, where he plays a hotshot lawyer who gets involved in some very bad people. Oh. But there's also a series with Giovanna Ribisi called Sneaky Pete, produced and co-written by Bryan Cranston, Mr. Walter White.
Yeah.
That's another Amazon series. So you have these two series on Amazon, then you have the Netflix shows. I mean, is everybody going to have a streaming device before? Is there even going to be cable plans?
Network TV, they're huddling every day with the FCC, saying, let us say this word and that word. Because like Dan always says about... There are certain movies and certain situations. Let's say the military, okay?
Yeah.
Those guys in the military, when they're in the heat of battle and they're watching their buddies get their legs blown off, they don't go, dang it, Jim, I said bring me some more ammo.
Yeah.
You know, they don't talk that way. And the networks are they're restricted because of what they can't get.
They can't tell a whole story, I don't think.
No.
It's not authentic.
Exactly.
Whenever you watch a show, like This Is Us, which I think is a very well-written show, everybody is speaking so properly.
Yeah, and it just doesn't work.
And they look too good.
And Dan years ago said he watched Die Hard, but he watched it as the censored version. And when, don't tell me.
Are you thinking of
the villain? The star.
Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis. When Bruce Willis
with
says,
hair.
Yippee-ki-yay, mother effer. Well, when you watch it in the watered-down version,
does not.
Yippee-ki-yay, melon farmer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You said that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yippee-ki-yay, melon farmer.
I'll tell you what the saddest sight is to watch a Quentin Tarantino film on network.
Oh,
half the
goodness.
Movie will be bleeped out.
Yeah.
It'll be like watching, it disgraces the entire movie. But, I will say
gangster movies, military movies, cop.
Yeah.
There are certain lifestyles.
It's like pulling the heart out of the movie.
Yes, you know they do not talk like that.
You know it's weird.
And speaking of Netflix, I am excited about a series this week. The Punisher comes alive on Friday. John Bernthal. This is my favorite Marvel character because he's not a superhero. He's essentially a guy, FBI agent, special forces, who lost his wife and kid, who basically is the judge, jury, and executioner of bad guys, and Thomas Jane did an okay job. Dolph Lundgren was kind of funny. Ray Stevenson. But John Bernthal, who kind of had a supporting role in Daredevil Season 2, I don't care if you don't like Marvel, if you don't like superheroes. This guy, John Bernthal, is kind of like Frank Grillo, a face in film who hasn't gotten the type of role.
Right.
And now he has he can register as Frank Castle. It comes up on the 2 a.m. is when his Netflix series comes around. I don't care if you've watched no or all of the Marvel Netflix series. Watch The Punisher. Because I have seen an episode. They sent me an episode. And the way that Bernthal plays this guy, it's just like you're seeing an actor finally get the role of a lifetime.
I always like it when an actor who's been in 100 movies.
Yeah.
Like J.K. Simmons.
Okay? Yeah.
When he finally gets the
Whiplash.
Movie. And now everybody knows who he is.
Yeah.
Prior to that, he went, "We are farmers."
Yeah.
And now you know the name J.K.
Simmons.
He
was a supporting actor. Well, it's like Frank Grillo was the bit guy. Then he played in Purge. And he was in Crossbones and Captain America. And they go, "Oh, that guy."
Yeah.
It's like he go from that guy to an actual name. Because, you know, another guy.
Well, here, Billy Bob Thornton, Sling Blade for
yeah.
me. Prior
or even
that,
a guy that was accused of, again, sexual harassment. Tom Sizemore was actually let go of a movie. That's another guy.
Yeah.
But you'd see him on film and you go, "That guy." But John Bernthal on Netflix this week, watch The Punisher.
Then there are actors and actresses who are really good. They're hired all the time. They work all the time. Been in 100 movies, yet they never were the real star. I'll give you an example. Brian Dennehy.
Name
a movie where Brian Dennehy was the big superstar.
None.
I mean,
when I think of Brian, I think
Richard
of
Richard Crenna was
of
another
First
guy.
Blood, when he was chasing down Stallone in the mountains.
Yeah.
In First Blood.
Stallone was the star.
He was
just the guy chasing
him. Yeah, and also like you said, Richard Crenna playing the guy, you know, the major that was you know,
right,
Rambo's
exactly.
support system.
And
there's
Richard
so many guys like that.
Movies.
But I feel like TV has stepped up a notch lately to where they're giving these faces of film a chance to thrive, like with Grillo with Kingdom, the MMA series, and now with Bernthal with Punisher.
Okay.
So it's fantastic.
Right. Is that it?
I think I have one more thing to say.
Okay.
Showtime, you know, Ray Donovan, Shameless, there's a new show called Smilf.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, I watched it. I watched an episode.
What'd you think?
Is that any good?
I don't know what I think. Folks,
Smilf?
Folks, let me tell you what this is.
Frankie Shaw, yeah.
For those of you who don't know what a MILF is.
Oh, yeah.
It's a mom I'd like to F.
Mm-hmm.
Smilf is single mom I'd like.
It's
this
so funny.
Show.
Oh.
Whatever the edge was or the line you didn't cross, they frontal male nudity. My wife and I are watching it. In the first episode. I'll tell you what I did like, though. The guy that they showed standing right there in front of the nude, I just liked the fact that he didn't have a great big one. I'm sick and tired.
I'm tired
of us not being represented.
He's standing there, and it's like for the first time you see all of her eventually.
And
you see all of this guy.
And you see the bat and the balls, and they're average.
It is everything.
They're not exaggerated.
No lighting.
I just looked at my wife
that,
now and see?
Yeah.
Not just me.
Yeah,
look at
stop
him.
Complaining.
Yeah.
But the good thing about the show is that she wrote and directed it, and it's based off her life, Frankie Shaw.
Yeah, Smilf will stun you, and it will really offend a lot of people.
It is, but I like that that Showtime is doing that, though. And they paired up with Shameless, which was a perfect show to pair it up with.
And Shameless, what is it, HBO or Showtime, Shameless?
Showtime.
Please. Showtime.
For those of you who have Showtime and you've never watched Shameless, let me just put it to you this way. If you think your family's dysfunctional,
you haven't met the Gallaghers.
Wait till you meet the Gallaghers. And William H. Macy has never...
And Emmy Rossum. They're so...
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, right when you think they can't do this, they do that.
They go lower.
And I'll tell you what, only premium cable series where 8 seasons in, it's as good as the first season. That never happens.
I agree. You know how to wrap it up.
I've had enough of them. I'm Dan Buffett.
There you go. He's had enough of them. He's Dan Buffett, brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States of America. And I just got to notice that Window World also wants to sponsor Chief Nottingham. That's
really
nice of them. Yeah, they thoroughly enjoyed all of the talk about Uranus.
Oh, I bet they did.
And they want to sponsor the Chief. So both brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. If you want to know more, windowworldstlouis.com. Dan, nice to see you again. Dan Buffa has left the building, or will have left the building in about... door just closed. He's gone. windowworldstlouis.com and lifetime warranty and all that good stuff. You'll see all that on their website. If you will let me go ahead and talk a little more about Window World, we can take a break and maybe take a couple calls. What do you think? Let's do that.
Love it.
Window World will come to your home and give you an estimate. And while they're at your home, if you want, they'll let you jump on the window, actually jump up and down on it to show you how strong it is. A lifetime warranty. And it is a lifetime warranty on the glass breakage, the labor, the everything. 15 months, same as cash financing with approved credit. How much easier could anybody make it? They have made this so easy and so simple for you to own the best replacement window in the United States, the number one selling replacement window in the United States, and only two of those replacement windows have the Good Housekeeping seal of approval. One of those two is Window World. So I just don't know what else you would need. Look, unless you want some... I think there are people who get a big kick out of saying, hey, you like those windows? We paid $900 a piece for those windows. I think it's like the same person that likes going, yep, the car cost me $180,000. Okay. Unless you're one of those people who just likes to brag about spending money, because you won't be able to do that with Window World windows. You could lie and tell them you paid a lot more, but you're not. It's called value. Getting your money's worth. That's exactly what you'll do with Window World. Window World. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com. We can actually take some calls. Let's talk. What do you say? We don't care. Talk anything you want. Anything goes. A lot of stations, because consultants tell them to call it open line whatever, like today with the open line. You don't need open line anything. We just talk.
Here's a good topic for you, Frank.
I don't need a topic. But
do
ahead.
You believe that the world is round or flat?
Well, that's a stupid question.
No. What is your opinion? The world is round or flat?
Of course it's round. Why would you ask that?
Because there are a lot of people out there who believe that the world is flat.
There aren't. No. They're saying that to get attention. They do not believe it. I know all about that cult. No, they do not believe that. Here's what you have to understand as you go through life. There are people who pretend to think things or believe things to get attention.
Right.
And no, you'd have to be the world's biggest idiot to believe the world is flat. So that's not a topic. I'll let the callers decide what the topics will be. I'll give you the numbers, and we're jumping on the phones. John, hang on. Let me get right to you. 855-282-TALK. That's 855-282-8255. John, thank you for waiting. What can we do for you?
Hi, gang.
John.
Hello.
Yeah, we're here.
Hello, John.
Okay. Oh, sorry. AM and the PM.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, Karen.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
That goes back a ways.
What can we do for you, John?
You guys were talking about, these allegations of sexual misconduct.
Correct.
Actors, comedians, politicians, judges.
Doctors.
You know, the only people that have not been accused of sexual impropriety?
Well-behaved radio people?
No.
Who?
Rappers.
You know what? He may have something here.
Yeah. The people of this nation.
The people who are the most offensive things about women in their music. And can you think of a rapper who's been on the news and accused of sexual when nobody's conduct is worse than those guys?
They just kill each other.
That's just the front.
No, that's a good point. I don't remember any. They murder people, but they don't sexually harass women. Not all of them. I got to make this clear. They don't all murder people.
Legal disclaimer there, Frank.
Yeah, but they get shot at and shoot at people and talk about their bitches and their hoes and other disgusting, filthy stuff in the lyrics of their music that I can't even repeat. But you're right. I never have seen one accused of sexual misconduct. Good observation.
They shot him.
Good observation. Yeah, they shot the people. That's a good point. They shot the ones that would have testified.
All right.
Thank you, John.
You bet.
Appreciate it. Marcia, I think, is next. Marcia, how are you?
Doing good. How are you?
Fantastic. What's going on?
I just had a comment about Window World. I'm a satisfied customer because we have windows open. I think our windows are probably 15 years old, or maybe a little newer than that. But so satisfied. We had our house done. We bought the house next door, had windows put in that one. But the first time I had to call them out, which was last two, 3 weeks, one of the locks that you tilt in the window just broke. Mm-hmm. And given the windows are 15 years old, never questioned it. They came out, replaced them, They even replaced the screen that had a hole that I know one of my dogs did, but they still replaced that screen. No questions asked. I'm more than satisfied.
You had to have called them when they first went into business in the St. Louis area because they've just been around just short of 15 years. You had to be one of their first customers. Wow.
Honestly, and I tell you what, I recommend them to anybody.
I guess.
Windows are great.
I guess. Listen to that, folks. 15 years after the fact, they don't ask any questions. Yeah. You replace what needs to be replaced. Wow, what a great testimonial. Thank you.
They came out within a week, and it was done. And no questions asked. In, out, fixed, done.
All right. Well, Marcia, thank you for that.
And I appreciate your show. Listen every day.
Thank you. We appreciate you. Thank you, Marcia.
All right. Thank you.
Well, see? You skeptics out there go, yeah, lifetime warranty. We'll see about that. I'm going to talk to Ann if she wants to talk to me.
And Nellie was involved with a sexual misconduct thing.
It was dropped. No,
oh, it was
a rape charge, and it was dropped.
Yeah, it was last month.
Yeah, it was just a month ago, and they dropped it.
Wow.
Ann, how are you?
I'm fine. I just called to say hello to everybody.
Ann says hello.
PM.
Oh, thank you.
Good
Ann.
Show.
Thank you.
Yeah. I liked the lead-in music this past time.
I'm sorry, you didn't like it?
I did. I liked it very much.
Springsteen. Oh, my God. Is this your mother?
It is my mom. Hello, Mom. Oh, I told you she was
Bruce
Springsteen.
Hi, sweetie. How are you?
I'm very, very well.
Don't call me sweetie. We barely know each other.
Is that all right?
All right.
I love you, Mom. I'm going to very politely just cut you off and all that.
Okay.
Sorry.
I love you. Goodbye.
Okay. I love you. Bye.
Now, do you do that like when you have a personal personal call with her? Do you do that to her on the phone?
Absolutely
what
not.
Kind
but
of son
look,
in front of
look,
everybody cuts his mother off.
Look, I know that might seem a bit heartless, but we are in the middle of a radio show. I have got a
that
job.
That poor
to do.
Woman wanted to talk to you.
She is a fantastic woman, and I'm going to call her up on my way home. She got her.
What if you call her on the way home
today?
And there's no answer because she packed up her bag
she
and moved.
She did not pack up her stuff and move.
If I was
she
her, I'd take her out of your will.
Fine.
I take you out
you
of her.
She'd
have you out of your will
no,
in an hour and 15 minutes.
You are out of the
you know
that's
I
unbelievable.
Think? I think it bothers Limey way more than it did anybody else that his own mother called.
But can I tell you something? I understand that.
Yeah, I do too.
Now, my mother's dead, but years and years ago, the one and only time that she ever called me on the air, I did not like it. I didn't like it at all.
If
and she called to sing me happy birthday, and she tried to, and that, by the way, that's the worst thing you can do, because Dan knows I do not like to acknowledge my birthday. I don't think my birthday is special at all, because everybody has one. And she called and tried to do that Marilyn Monroe happy birthday.
Your mom did?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. And I didn't know who it was.
Yeah.
I didn't. She's never called. And she called, and I didn't recognize her. And finally, she had to say, don't you recognize your own mother? And I said, no, I don't. But she could tell I didn't like it. And look, your mom means well. My mom meant well. But
right?
I know exactly how you feel.
You know what my mom did to me one time? I was dating a TV reporter in Kentucky.
I know what she did
Kentucky.
To you one time, gave birth.
Right. Well, that's her own problem. I'm dating a TV reporter, and Facebook had just come out, and she reached out to the TV reporter. Oh, Tim talks about you all the time. You're just so pretty. You
what
did that.
You your dating life.
Wow. Oh, my God.
That's,
no, it's like this girl's like,
a bit extreme.
This girl comes and says, yeah, your mom just reached out to me on Facebook.
Unacceptable.
Creepy.
Unacceptable.
She's there, Edith.
I'll tell you what else is unacceptable if you've ever had this happen. When you have a girlfriend.
Yeah.
And you find out that your mother has called her mother. Unacceptable.
That has never happened, thankfully.
Well, it may.
It probably will.
Now that you've
day.
Done that, would you just
but anyway,
your mother?
Although, I do love my mom, it's just not conducive to the radio show that we're doing right now. I know she just wanted to say hi
no,
and
I know, but I know exactly how you feel.
So,
I do.
I'm going to call her in a little bit.
My wife has been on the air one time.
Mm-hmm. Why?
It was the single greatest joke ever pulled on me.
Mm-hmm.
I have enough time to tell it.
Let's hear it.
All right. Years ago, many, many years ago, Randy Blunt was a car dealer.
Mm-hmm.
And Dan, you remember this?
Yeah.
And every Friday, we would call him in the morning, early, before the dealership opened, at home. And so as we had done for many, many weeks,
mm-hmm.
We go to call him, but before we call him, I say this, because I had talked to Randy earlier in the week, and he had told me that his wife was going to be out of town to see her sister or whatever. And he says, I'll be batching it for like a week.
Mm-hmm.
So the same thing we always did. The phone would ring. He'd pick it up at the house. I go, hey, give us a couple of reasons why anybody should come by the dealership when it opens today. Because they weren't even open yet. Before I called him, though, I said on the air, I said, folks, I know for a fact that his wife's out of town. Now, what was interesting, and I didn't catch it, was at least three times prior to Friday, he had mentioned to me that she's going out of town. And how he's going to have to fend for himself and blah, blah, blah. So I go on the air and I said, I know for a fact his wife's out of town. I said, I'm almost reluctant to call his house because, like a hooker might answer or something. Right. I said, he might forget that we're calling and mm-hmm. some prostitute could answer the phone at his house. Who knows? We call and a woman answers the phone and mm-hmm. it's not his wife.
Mm-hmm.
It's my wife. At his house at 7 o'clock in the morning, he had set me up. He knew me well enough to know that I would go on the air and say something like, he's probably got some hookers at the house. So he calls my wife and said, get down here.
Yeah.
When he calls, I want you to answer the phone. And Dan, remember, I didn't recognize her voice. And I honestly thought I had gotten into something where, oops, because when the woman answered and said hello, I said, I thought I had the wrong number. I said, I'm sorry, I was calling Randy of lunch. She said, oh, he's right here. And you hear him in the background say, honey, grab me a towel. Now, I still don't know it's my wife. I still don't know. I'm just, because I'm concentrating on how do I get out of this awkward thing.
Live on air.
Yes. And so I just said, Would you put Randy on the phone? She said, yeah, he's not quite ready. He's just out of the shower. He'll be here to say. And I said, can I ask who you are? She said, it's your wife. Oh, my goodness. You know what? That is, in my life, nobody has ever gotten me like that. Because he worked on it early in the week, had her set up to come down to the house after. Because I left for work at like 5 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So about 6:45, she goes down the street and is there ready for the call. It was. I'm telling you,
say to her?
Great.
What did you say to her when she said, "This is your wife"?
I don't know. I don't think I said anything. I didn't know what to say. It's just laughter. He's laughing in the background. I don't even remember what happened after that. But I just know that nobody ever got me the way he got me.
Oh, that's a challenge, Limey and Dan.
No, you'll never top.
That's a challenge.
No.
You'll never top.
Challenge accepted.
The only thing I came close because I. Now, from that day that happened, I'm thinking, I'm going to find a way.
Mm-hmm.
So, a couple of years later, he's a deer hunter. He's a fisherman, duck hunter. And I knew that he had gone deer hunting, and his wife had gone with him. A rare occasion, we talked her into, come along, see what it's like. And he shot two deer, and you're only supposed to get one. You got a deer tag. So she had a deer tag. So he went to the conservation where you go turn, check in your deer and weigh. I'm going, well, that's hers and this is mine. And they caught him.
Oh.
Because they question you separately. And they start asking her what caliber ammo you use, blah, blah, blah. Blah. And they realize, hey, and he got off with a warning. But until it was settled, he was so nervous about that. And he made the mistake of telling me the story. So one night, I called his house, and I said, listen, man, heads up. Because we lived down the road from each other. I said, just a heads up. There were some guys here. I don't know who they were. They had badges, an official car, and they want to talk to you tonight. I said, that's all I got. I just thought you should know, and I hung up. I get in my car. I happen to own police lights, the red strobe blue mm-hmm. dash lights. I shouldn't, but I do. I put them up in the dash of my black Suburban. Pulled up to his house, hit the lights, the police lights, and went to the door and watched him try to hide like he wasn't at home. And I believe it was his wife that finally answered the door. And when you open the door and there's headlights and police lights flash, you can't see who it is. And as soon as they heard my voice, I believe his first words, you S.O.B. Because it scared them to death. I mean, honestly, they thought, well, we're going to jail for this. So I did get him back, but I don't think mine was as good as his. I think he topped me. That thing with my wife answering in the morning at his house, that was beautiful. Unless she actually had been there all night, but I don't think so. I got one. Can I take one call, then we'll break and do whatever we have. I'll talk to Brian. He's been holding for a while. Brian, thanks for waiting. How are you?
I'm good, Frank. I am in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I need your advice. I've been listening to you since, 30 years now. So
all right, that's possible.
That's how old I am. My mom is 74, and for the last 5 or 6 years, thanks to your show, I'm picking up on her saying anyways and but anyways all the time now.
Yeah, you can't help it.
Yes, exactly.
You've been well trained.
How do I get her to stop it? She's catching herself saying it, but she keeps doing it.
If you keep, every time she does it, if you just do your Bernice impression, anyway. I promise you, I promise you, you stop it. In our personal lives, me, Dan, and pretty soon Limey, but Dan and I, I'll say it once a year, maybe, right? Because we're conscious of it. And what's going to happen is, this is your mom, right?
Yes.
Yeah, no, she will, in no time, never say it. She'll stop. Because if every time she says it, she gets jumped on anyway, she'll stop it. It broke me years ago. Bernice broke me. I rarely, almost never say it. I'd like once or twice a year.
Anyway.
All right.
Yeah,
stay on her.
She catches herself now.
Yeah,
like she does it. So
It'll very gradually disappear. She'll stop.
I'll get her to listen to the show. Maybe that will help her pick up on it.
Oh, that'll help a lot.
Have her call that. Right.
Thank you, Brian.
All right, thanks.
All right. First Community Credit Union. I was not there today. I wanted to go, and I was running late. I had to meet with the chief just before the show. The chief, the Uranus Missouri Police Chief, Chief Nottingham. So I didn't have the time to stop in the First Community, but I will be in there tomorrow. And I go in a lot. I'm in there a couple of times a week. And most people who bank anywhere don't. Tim, how often do you go in your bank?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe 3 times a year.
Yeah. Limey? In the bank. Actually, in the bank.
Oh, wow. Not for a long time now.
I'm weird. I like going in there. Popcorn's good. The people are nice. It doesn't have bank in the name, but it's a great place to bank. And all that stuff that you have wherever you bank, to drive up and go online and pay or get on the phone or whatever, checking, savings, cute little pretty cards with pictures, pretty pictures on them or checks. They have all that. It's a great place to bank. It doesn't have the word bank in the name. It's First Community Credit Union. It's a credit union. You belong to it. You're a member. And they are, as they have been for years, sponsors of the only real yard sale on Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock, right here on 590. And when I say it's a great place to bank, you'll never know what I'm talking about. You just won't until you make a move. And here's the first move you might want to make. Move your car loan from wherever it is to First Community. Because if you do that before the end of the year, which means you got about 6 weeks, move that car loan from wherever else it is to First Community. They will put $100 in your account. No strings, no questions asked, $100. And there's a very good chance you're going to have a lower car payment because their rates are tremendous. First Community Credit Union, 43 locations, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area, firstcommunity.com.